It's Saturday, August 13th, 2022. I'm Jason Mudeau, and this is the Hidden Node, Dog Days of Podcasting Edition. Today, we're visiting the Depot Thinker, an NPC designed for sci-fi space campaigns. It was supposed to be a quick layover. Refuel the ship, grab some snacks, a shower, and go meet the client blast off. 2 hours, three, tops. Yet when the party returned to the depot, mission objective and seemingly reasonable timetable in hand, they found their trusty ride cracked down like an egg, engine picked apart and thrusters detached, and the perpetrator of this act was still there, running some random part through a cleaning process that should have taken hours just to even reach this stage. So much for deadlines. He's a machine speaker. Maybe literally, maybe not. And when he sees a piece of tech that can be improved, he has a hard time resisting. The machines are easy to understand for him. They break, he fixes. They can be better, he obliges. The locals know to keep an eye on him, and his team typically tries to keep him out of other folks' engine blocks. But this time, they failed. The Depot Thinker is a surprise gift horse wrapped inside of a nightmare situation. If the party has the technical skills, they could attempt to put the ship back together themselves, but if they seem game to play along with the events, they'll find the parts they need to fix the ship aren't all here. The Overthinker saw what could be better and already arranged trades, drop-offs, and favors, and will help arrange local transportation if the party doesn't have access anymore. After all is retrieved and delivered, the crew will find their vessel working better than new. The ship just sings now. Maybe literally. The Depot Thinker doesn't have many interests outside of machines, and the chance to play with a new one is a carrot he'd have a hard time resisting. He doesn't respond well to threats unless it's involving taking away access or damaging things needlessly. He doesn't really care about money outside of keeping the parts coming in and the lights on. In sci-fi, he's positioned in an off-the-beaten-path way station, probably along a smuggling route where he'd get a lot of chances to tinker. In Ages of Exploration, he's set up in a smuggler's bay and the local pirates and privateers find his work charming. In steampunk, he's adding strange gadgets to otherwise mundane machines in an airship depot. The machines call to him for aid, and his spanner will always answer. With a dash of patience and willingness to explore, he can turn a simple stopover into an unintentional upgrade, overhaul, and a headache. So this NPC is meant to be more of an event necessarily than an NPC. Essentially, it's kind of a wait for the other shoe to drop situation for the players. They should be suspicious that whoever they're getting a job from seems to be giving them a normal job, just, you know, with a slightly restricted timetable. So not enough that they'd worry, but enough that they really want to hit that timetable. It's a fun little kind of thing to throw if they're the type of party that's game for this type of interruption. And more, it should definitely come with a carrot, in that they should get some benefit or something out of this just to make the headache worthwhile. And maybe to remind them to keep someone on board to keep an eye on things. The audio portion of this episode is shared on a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial 4.0 International License. Sounds and music are provided by Sirenscape's Docking Bay 94 sound set. Please see the website for individual song and sound usage. The text of this episode is shared under Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License. Have a good time with the character and let me know if you use them for something. Until tomorrow. Bye-bye.